Welcome in this week on Observe Politics Midweek Edition, brought to you by the Courtyard by Marriott here in Jeff City. The top place to stay, top place to have your meeting, top place to have your dinner. You'll get to see everyone in Jeff City. If you stay at the Courtyard by Marriott, hang out in the lobby. You'll get to see all of Missouri's political folks. We'll cope through there at some point during the week. Start off, how about this mug right here? Yes, sir. A former Irish elected official to remain nameless. Give me two of these. So I thought this was what I start off with, our St. Paddy's Day festivities. It is March now, right? So it's time to start thinking about St. Patrick's Day. The one time a year that we all pretend we're Irish, we all do a little settling, and we all thank the Lord for our blessings in life, like being German. Thank you to everyone who came out and watched. We are now on St. Joseph, Fox 26, KNPN. Had a great event at United Fiber. Awesome, Matt. You know why Jim Badgley does things well? He does things well. Jim Bagley does things well because, look at this, North Face. That's quality. United Fiber, not just your normal, you know, you got a choice. We've all bought promotional items, right? Jim Bagley goes in, and he doesn't just buy the crappy one, the lowest price. When he goes North Face hat, top flight stuff. Before we get started, I want to tell you about States of the Year event. I'm going to honor Senator John Rizzo Tuesday night here in Jeff City at Farm Bureau. 6 p.m. is going to be outstanding. I'm really, really, really glad to when you honor Roy Blunt, right? Like we did last year, it gets a little hard to figure out what we're going to do, how to follow that. John Rizzo is a person that you could absolutely put in that same vein. I believe the governor's coming. Governor Nixon is going to come over. We have some speakers. I have an announcement to make about this. We're going to have a guest MC. We're going to bring in Ryan McKenna. You might know him as the cheapest Irish we've ever met, and Dan McLaughlin. So it's going to be like a whole, it's an Irish affair. It's going to be McTastic, right? Two Irishmen are going to help MC the event. It's going to be great. There is nobody more deserving than Senator Rizzo to honor. It's somebody that I really look up to, and I think you're going to find. I've got some emails from folks, and I get it. I understand. Well, you're Republican. He's Democrat. Yeah, that is true. Most people there will be Republicans. I mean, it's Jeff City, and the numbers are what they are. Even if they're not a Republican, like lobbyists and staff, they pretend they are, right? It's the way it goes. But you're not going to find anybody, really anybody, that doesn't have a regard for us in Rizzo. Whatever their party, either way, I'm so thankful that we're having Governor Nixon come over, played a big role in Senator Rizzo's success. I'm excited to host Governor Nixon at something. Somebody I hold in high regard as well. Let's get into it. So let's just do questions today, right? So questions about the Senate. What happened on Monday night? I have four of them, so I'm just going to shoot. What happened on Monday night was that you had I'll give you the rundown as I understand it, and you go from there. You essentially had Senator Moon's got a bill. There's a bill that I think is likely to pass. That says if you're born a boy, right? And I, again, apologies. I mean no disrespect to anybody. Sometimes these things are hard to describe without hurting someone's feelings. That is not my intention. I have a regard for people that are going through a tough time, and I assume a transition like that would be a tough thing to go through, and I don't want to minimize on any level what that's like. However, they were born with a penis, right? And then they want to transition at some point in adolescence, and they want to play on girls' teams in sports. I would just say, I think that the majority of the state, the overwhelming majority of the state, the overwhelming majority of even some Democrat state Senate districts agree that they shouldn't be able to do that. Matter of fairness. Now, I do think most fair-minded people say, well, you know, if you're born a boy and you want to transition, you should be able to play on the boys' team. And I think that's a problem. But play on the girls' team, the best argument is this isn't a real issue. Well, you know, and I think there's some legitimacy to that argument, but I think folks have a way of deciding what's a real issue to them and what's not. So I think folks have decided this is a real issue to them and take it up with the folks, right? That's the way it goes. But that said, there's Senator Moon has a bill that basically says you can't perform, and I could get, there's a lot of technical parts of this, and his bill has changed some, but basically, it makes it to where you can't have surgery on a minor. You can't actually perform, I guess, and I'm not sure. I think it makes it harder to give them the puberty blockers or whatever. There's a lot of technical terms about this that I am not your man on. expert on. Well, Kelton is actually, you're the expert on the medical parts of this, correct?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I didn't think he was. So I, but I'm for sure, Kelton, I guarantee you, whatever expert level Kelton is, he's higher than me. So his bill deals with a lot of those technical aspects. I think this bill is probably not going to pass. And then some of the things at WashU came to light. And I think it got a renewed energy behind his bill. And there were two people that came to Jeff City. They did a press conference. I mean, they were two people that were dressed as ladies. I never know all of the details of the pronoun things, all that. But they told a story about how they were offered some treatments that were pretty aggressive in Nebraska and California that they regretted as they got older. And, you know, their stories were quite compelling. I'll tell you. I mean, this is where I probably get in trouble, but I do think that there's a lot of kids out there that when you get in that 14, 15 years old, 13, maybe somewhere in there, they're pretty confused about a lot of things in life. And I don't know that any of us could probably, what's the old Garth Brooks song? How about I take transgender issues back to Garth? Old Garth Brooks song about unanswered prayers in life. And I think maybe all of us might've had a few prayers when we were 14 or 15 that we're glad the Lord didn't answer. I think there's some thought of that. Now, God knows, again, if you're a transitioning person, that's gotta be tough. If you're doing anything, it's easy to do something like that at 30 than it is at 15, 16, as far as your emotional stability. I think there's an argument that says maybe give the kids a little bit older to make a long decision about taking some of those drugs and medications. The one thing he has, it's a good bill, I think. That, I mean, look, I think most people in the state are gonna agree with Mike Boone's position on that too, by the way. Maybe not to the overwhelming majority that agree about the sports. But I'll tell you this, and I don't know, that bill was going to have a hard time passing until this WashU stuff came out. Then there was a whole breath of life put into that. He's got another bill I think is even better. It's to tell people at school, don't talk about someone's gender with them. Just, you know what? If their mom puts them in a dress at school, maybe you just generally assume that they want to be referred to as a she, right? And you just leave them alone. And school, you know, I think it's wholly unfair for people to complain teachers don't make enough money. And in the same breath, want them to be your, like, mom, too. Maybe the teachers would just teach you. Maybe they would stay teaching longer if they didn't have to be your mom, nurse, counselor, all this other stuff. Just maybe they're just the teacher, right? And there's a theory about education. And Lord knows, I probably know less about education than I do about how to transgender. But his bill basically says, why don't you let the teachers teach reading, writing, and arithmetic? And I've said this before. Like the deal in Columbia, you know how you don't have to worry about your kids going to a drag show at diversity day? If the kids are in math class, right? And if there's been diversity day since I was in high school, which God, Kelton, that is, we're about on the 25th anniversary of Neelyville High School giving me a diploma on the condition that I never came back. If we've been doing this for 25 years and everyone, everywhere you look, says how racist everyone is, everyone's super, super racist. Maybe diversity day hasn't worked, right? Maybe it just hasn't worked. So I think Mike Moon has a very good point. Just delete all that crap. I saw a thing at Springfield, some big thing about, now I didn't read the whole story, but I read the article, and there was some school board member that basically said, what, you know, they were at a diversity type thing. You know, maybe let the parents do that, right? Maybe just let them do that. Maybe let the parents decide if they're transgender. Maybe you don't need to counsel them. Maybe you just need to let the parents handle all that. And you just teach the kids to read, write, and arithmetic, right? Because I mean, good Lord, it is hard to teach kids to read, write, and arithmetic, and if they want a transgender, and tell them if they're racist or not, and on and on and on. Maybe leave them alone. Maybe let those teachers teach and not do all this other paperwork crap. I mean, I don't know, Kelton, I'm just a simple hillbilly, but to me, instead of a 4-day school week, they might just like to be teachers. I don't know. But I'm sure there's reasons why that's a terrible idea, and I'm just a simple hillbilly and probably should never speak on such matters again ever. I can't imagine that's not correct. Anyway, going forward, we'll see what he does. So he brought his bill up. There was a conversation before. I think there's some movement on a possible deal about his bill now that the new revelations came out. It's not there yet. And so I think he was going to lay it over. And then he didn't want to lay it over. And to be fair, if you're Senator Moon, you've laid your bill over in the past and never saw the light of day again. Because here's the thing. You have, as a senator, once your bill goes through committee and is placed on the calendar, that formal calendar, it has to be done in a row. You have to voluntarily lay your bill over. Once it's before the body, that is, it's your right as a senator to hold your place on the calendar. And when your day comes, which he's waited through all 8 weeks, His day came Monday, and it wasn't ready. That is true. Mike Moon has had his bills before when he would lay them over. They never came back. Now, that's not to say somebody lied. It's just every senator's had it happen to them. Every senator has. Senator Moon's had it happen to him before, too. And he's not been too super happy about it. And so I think there was some people thought he might lay that bill over, whether that was erroneous or whatever. You know, there's a lot of the people in the room probably know, and they're probably not real keen on talking about it a whole bunch. So his bill has not came back up. I would suspect it probably will have a hard time coming back up until there's a deal. He probably is not real happy about that event. I would assume not. And so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And basically, Senator Loeffler went out there and said, you know, if we're not going to keep our word, we're going to go home. Now, I'll tell you how this happened in the past. In the past, there'd be 5 hours of everybody calling each other a liar, and then they'd lay the bill over anyway or whatever, or lay on the table or something. She just got up and said, we're leaving. Now, there's a really cool – now, this is like nerd alert time, right? You're deep in the weeds with me. Come on. Come into the weeds of boring parliamentary procedure that matters in one chamber in this whole state, and that's the state Senate. If you're telling me cops and prosecutors and judges don't cut rules, I've even heard allegations where even sometimes judges and prosecutors talk about a case before, but with nobody else there. I think that's called ex parte. It may just be called the McCarthy Street Shuffle. I'm not sure. We may find out later about that next month. But the truth is, there's a lot of these parliamentary moves that go on. So Senator Loeffler stands up, makes her motion to adjourn, right? Now, I think she did an inquiry maybe or whatever. Now, motion to adjourn is always in order. But I think he could speak on the motion. I think he could have not yielded for an inquiry. I think he could have done many things. But when he yielded for that inquiry, she made a move. And I'm not sure, I think Senator Moon had some parliamentary options. And there's some that said he should have had the floor the next day. But I think the way she went about it, if they stood at ease, he would have definitely held the floor. There's a bunch of ways, but the floor did not come back to him. The bill was automatically on the informal calendar. She never has to go back until the end of session. She can leave that thing set there. It can be over now. Normally, what this happens is, more often than not, I would say 70% of the time when a bill's laid over, it's done. If it's debated like this, there's a conflict. A lot. Sometimes a bill could be discussed, laid over, then a deal comes and they bring it back up. You'll see a lot of senators, you'll hear them lay their bill over. It's because they want to get to another piece of legislation. They've been assured it'll come back up. There's some trust there. In this case, there's, as you could see, not a lot of trust going on. And so I'm not sure what'll happen with, I'm not sure what'll end up happening with that bill, but I think there'll be a push for some sort of legislation like this. It'll be interesting. That's what happened Monday. They just left, which I actually think is a better move, frankly, because if you've got people pissed off and mad, I don't know what it helps to go back and forth and everybody calls everybody a liar for 5 hours. I actually think the adjournment was probably I think that bill has a better chance of passing, frankly, for what she did. Now, it may pass as an amendment in somebody else's bill, or, you know, Senator Moon may not be the one that carries across the finish line. That's going to be for them to decide. But I don't know that Senator Loeffler didn't make a pretty good idea. Just say, okay, this isn't working today. We'll come back and try this again tomorrow. Now, parliamentary-wise, I'm very interested. I'm going to go ask when I get over the Capitol today. Should he have had the floor? Why didn't he have the floor? There's interesting things to know. And you may think these things are annoying and dumb, and I understand. Imagine in your mind, let's say you're very much a victim from St. Charles County, right? You're a very angry victim. Whatever government you hate the most. Now, let's assume you're on the plaza and you're very much an elitist, very liberal person. And you're also a victim because you are intellectually connected in victimhood. Whatever government both of you hate the most, the only reason that you or your grandchildren won't experience that government is because of the Missouri State Senate and those wonderful, wonderful rules that keep things from happening, that keep things that you might think, the same thing that keeps the thing you think would be so great to happen. You think like abortion up until 3 months after the baby's born would be wonderful. Or you might think that if you're from St. Charles, WashU putting a Wokes charter school in Worth County would be wonderful. Whatever you hate the most or love the most, what you love the most isn't worth giving up everything you hate, because it would be a reactionary government. It would be a banana republic without the state senate. The state senate is what holds the entire state together. It is by far the most important institution in this state. Without it, the state is in a very, very bad place. That said, the next night, interesting times. They do not stop in your Missouri Senate. You had a very funny exchange. So it's interesting to see this. There's a landfill that's trying to be built in Cass County, right there on the border with Jackson County. It's a little controversial. Would you want a landfill by your house, right? So I tend to think the city can stop this, right? But Senator Bratton gets involved. Senator Bratton's a doer. If Senator Bratton's involved, he's going to be doing stuff. And so he gets involved, right? And awesome. And he gets out and he wants to put an amendment on a bill to basically block the landfill. It was worded. It's got to be worded. It can't just say we're going to block this landfill in Cass County. So it's legislatively worded. Well, Senator Shore gets out there. I mean, so at this point, the landfill company hires lobbyists and then, you know, it is a full-on battle. So Senator Shore goes out there and says, well, this isn't what we're supposed to do, right? We're not supposed to pick winners and losers. We're not supposed to tell you can't do this, you can. He goes, this goes against my principles. Well, then Senator Bratton says, well, it's my district. Why do you care? It should be about local control. You should trust me to know what's best for my constituents. So they argue about, I mean, I think it was the best line. There was two great lines. One line was great where Nick Shore dogged the Cubs, which is 10 on 10. Then Rick Bratton said, it's a flipping landfill. Now, I don't think Senator Bratton was about to curse, but if you didn't know him, you would have. And it was pretty funny to listen to him say, but it's a flipping landfill. And I mean, you know, to me, I don't care, right? But I get it. If I lived there, I wouldn't want a landfill by my house. So I understand where it's coming from. So they ended up, Bratton pulled his amendment off. Not the last time we're going to see that amendment, if I had to guess. And they're going to fight that out. I tend to think that locally they'll fight it out. Then Senator Luke DeMeyer got up and he made this great point about last year. The St. Charles senators wanted to cut their property taxes like to nothing or something. And everybody let it go, right? They just let the bill pass. And they really did because the governor had pretty well said he would veto it. And he did. But they also did it because, well, you know what, guys? You're from St. Charles County. You probably know best, right? And that was their argument that carried the day. Well, Senator Luke DeMeyer made that argument on the floor about how this is Senator Bratton's district. So if this was in Platt County, I wouldn't want you coming in and stopping me from representing my constituents. Which is a fine argument. It all made very good sense. And Senator Luke DeMeyer is an attorney. He could make arguments, and you're just listening, and they just sound like Tony Luke DeMeyer spoke like it's the most common sense thing in the world. And there's a lot of logic to it, and it has recent precedent of it working. However, the problem with his argument is that while it's very logical and reasonable, there is a place that every Republican senator is obsessed with, and none of them represent. Have you ever heard of the city of St. Louis? Where Whitey used to work, and Jack actually used to work. The city of St. Louis is, and the St. Louis area, is the absolute unfettered obsession of every Republican lawmaker. And there is some reason for that. I've told you before, we don't like to admit it, but a lot of the folks on United Fiber have a highway that's paid for out of St. Louis money. Can't have a suburb to nowhere, so there is some overarching issues there, right? But they all obsess about St. Louis. They think about it all the time. They file bills about it. They talk about it. Well, Carla May represents the city of St. Louis. And so she comes to the floor. And I was waiting for this to happen. I was shocked it didn't happen, right? And keep in mind, her bill is up next. So you know that, like, you know, if you're a senator, you kind of want everybody else's bills to just real easily slide in and you not have, you don't want to cause any problems. Because if you go cause problems with somebody else's bill and your bill's up next, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come thump your bill because that's just get backs. So her bill's up next, mind you. So she gets on the floor and she's like, Senator, I agree with everything you just said. And Tony knew. He knew from the jump what was up. He's like, yeah, I thought this might be. And he took it in stride because, I mean, you know, how could you not? It is Senator May. Everyone likes her. So finally he goes, well, you know, I just don't think I don't think we should have these policies, and they're bad for the state, and it's reckless, and we have to step in here, but this is an issue. He tried to justify it, but he's got some points about how it does affect the state. But then today, Senator May had a very good time with, oh, you're for local control now. You're for trusting Senator Bratton. He knows what's best about his district. And, of course, Senator Luke DeMeyer is not for local control in St. Louis. He might be under Senator Bratton's district. It's more of a partisan thing. If you're a Republican, they're for local control. If you're not, then local control is at what? So Senator Lemke, I always enjoy talking to him. He fired back on Twitter, well, it's a fallacy of local control. No one from St. Louis really likes local control. But I pointed out Republicans love local control until John Cawthorn won that state Senate seat up in Northeast Missouri. It used to be a bedrock principle of this party that they were for local control, right up until the point that they were in charge, and then local control could go straight to hell. They didn't care. That was over, right? So long story short, it was Senator May had a good time. And when you're a Democrat in the minority, sometimes you deserve to have a good time. It was good natured debate, but you know, then her bill came up about, I think, letting folks drive with the old child support. Now I'll tell you this, I get it. You don't want people not to pay child support, but I mean, how do you want an old boy to get a job and pay child support if he can't drive? Right? I just don't know that. It's truly the problems that should be debated in the Missouri Senate, because I didn't hear anybody say how you would get a job and pay your child support if you can't drive. What I did hear you say is you don't want to take the disincentivization away of paying child support of not having your license. It's a tough problem that you don't want to do something that helps you that don't pay child support. Also, I just kind of think if you can't get a license, you can't pay child support anyway. So it is really a catch-22. I don't know what they do. It's why they earn that $36,000 a year. They're I don't know. I think you can get a license time to drive back and forth to work. Like, you got to go back and forth to work. Man, that might be the way to do that. Because, I mean, again, is the point to get these ladies money or not? The point is to get the money. I'm not sure how taking someone's license away helps you get more child support. It might make you work a little harder not to lose your license, but I'm not sure that after you're there, it helps you. Okay, so interesting day, interesting in the Senate. I don't think we've seen the last of Senator Moon's plans. I do think I got this great, great tweet from Keller today. I love Greg Keller. And he was talking about the poll result that I read to you last week about which county would have a skinny little Californian come over and give a little precious talk to their Lincoln Day, of all things. Some liberal dude from out west wants to turn WashU into the states, I guess, take over. I guess WashU would take over DESE. And somehow, if you shake it up and roll the dice right, they'll be conservative. I did a deal with Brandon Rather. And so I love Stephanie Bell. She's wonderful. Anybody that comes in with a 202 phone number, she'll believe anything they say. Any crazy group out of Washington, she loves. She just likes Washington people. Not the good ones in Franklin County, the assholes out there on the East Coast. And so I was like, so you're telling me, Stephanie, these are these wonderful conservative ideas. So WashU has their abortion training program, right? And then they have a transgender center, right? And these are very, very liberal things, correct? Yeah, everybody said yes. So, but right in the middle is going to be a very, very conservative charter school. Come on. Now, you can sell that to some old boy in Webster Groves, but you ain't going to sell that to some old boy from West Butler County. I promise you. I ain't buying your pig in a poke. If you want to say WashU should take over the schools, that's fine. I don't want Gussie's, how do you say penis, that saying at Kelton?
I'm sure there's a few euphemisms.
Okay. I guess I'm poor because they're called tallywhacker. I don't want Gussie's tallywhacker to be up to some ultra liberal at WashU, whether he should put on a dress and get a cut off. I don't really want them involved in that. I trust the folks at his school now. I don't really need WashU involved, but Keller loves it. So, long story short, I will reiterate that my buddy Keller, St. Charles County won the poll. There was like 8 smartasses that said Butler County. You know Butler County ain't going to do that. We're not going to advise them California. Jesus Christ. So, but I do have this. I go back to, for Keller, $100 to anybody that could video Greg, the little guy that prances in from California. He's got him a little slogan. It's like, oh, fund us systems, don't fund students. Some little thing. And then obviously people in California are just weak and effeminate. I think we could term that is it's the call of the cuck. Like if you will let a little skinny fella like that tell you what to say and you'll repeat it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Kelton, could you just imagine for 1 second? I mean, an old boy walking into a bar in Bolivar and all his buddies knew he did that. I mean, good God. I mean, what kind of high heels would that guy be wearing? So Corey's going to come and speak at the St. Charles County Lincoln Day, which I guess should probably really be termed Caitlyn Days, right? Like Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, I don't think that's a Lincoln Day if you're having Californians come in and speak, right? So $100 to anybody that can get Keller on video saying that little chant. I promise you I'll have more than $100 worth of fun about it. I am so happy they've done this. I've actually contributed to a person helping bring California Court in, because I've had more than $100 worth of fun. But $100 to anybody who can get Keller on video saying that, I promise you he'll never live it down. It'll be the funnest thing ever. I will have a great time with it. We will definitely, Kelton, you're the computer whiz. Can we show Keller saying that here on the show?
I'm sure we can work it out.
We got to figure that out. Because if you give me the video, I might just play it every day that we do these. Because it's just going to be so great. I just cannot wait. So, all right. Appreciate everyone. We are going to be with you this Sunday. Garrett Hawkins, the president of Rural Missouri. It doesn't matter, Garrett, who's in the governor's mansion or the White House. Garrett Hawkins is my president. We actually have a little thing of Garrett here in the thing. It won't be this Garrett. It'll be the actual Garrett on This Week of Missouri Politics. We have a little Garrett Think Big, Do Good. It's great. Anytime you want to know who, when you're in rural Missouri, doesn't matter who's elected office, that's the president. We will see you Sunday on This Week of Missouri Politics. And back here, we'll probably do a Tuesday. Can we do a Tuesday, Kelton? Before the event?
We could try.
Sweet. See you then. Thanks so much.